what a run it's been, Coach. I know we talked to way back at the beginning of the season. You had a good idea this was going to be a great team, and now Southwest Conference and state duels kind of back-to-back. What a two-day stretch of meets for you.
Yep, so it's definitely an exciting time of the year as you get into February. So, yeah, we're excited.
And the number one seed in the state duels in Class B, that just shows you how strong this team really is this year.
Yeah, we do have a good team. It's a wild card system, so it's not necessarily in terms of maybe ratings or state rankings or any of that. It's just a true system. But, you know, we are 16-0 in duels, and we've wrestled some really good teams. And so, you know, Class B is going to have some extremely high-level teams, obviously. But we feel like we're definitely in the mix. We can go compete if we wrestle well. And I guess we'll let the fur fly and see where the dust settles a little bit. So
when you look at the brackets, if you had to pick a favorite, your favorite to win this, of course you want your own team to do well. But if you had to pick another team beside yourself to win it, who would you pick?
Right now, Bennington is beginning to get healthy. From what I understand, they've got about three or four state champions back from last year's team, so they really have some high end dudes. And then they've got a nice mix of depth, and with those guys that have been wrestling well for Bennington, to give them the depth that you need to win a dual state championship. So I think a lot of people, whatever you want to call them, the quote-unquote experts, might have Bennington probably sitting first. But Omaha Scott, you know, they've got a young team, but a very talented team. So I think Scott, that traditional powerhouse in Class B over the years, is on its way back up, and so I know they've been wrestling really, really well and have some high-end firepower too. A lot of ranked guys across all the weight classes, so I know they're going to be an extremely talented team, young team, but talented team. Waverly is probably a third team that I would mention that really strikes me as being a team that has high-end guys and then a good wrestler at every weight as well. So, you know, when it's state duels, you got to have some extremely high level guys that are state championship level guys as individuals, but you can't have a lot of weak spots either. There's no room to hide, you know, if you've got weak spots in your lineup, because it's state duels and every team is extremely high level.
And of course, that's Saturday. Before that, Southwest Conference meet up in Broken Bow, and you'd love to get some momentum there and win the conference meet in a very tough field of teams again.
It is. It's Southwest Conference has the number one ranked team in Class C, which would be Broken Bow. And I think at one point in time, Valentine was ranked second. I'm not quite sure where they're at now, but you know, Coach Allison, Coach Schaefer. Coach Schaefer up in Bow, you know, and Coach Allison and Valentine, they've been powers for the last, you know, decade, and Valentine for years and years and years with those coaches. And so we know going in that conference-wise that we're really going to have to wrestle at a high level just to be in the mix with some of the best teams in you know, this area of the state.
And, of course, this is not the most important meets, but they're important enough. But next week with districts, your team, I'm sure, will be well prepared for that one, won't it?
We do take pride in working hard to peak at the end of the season. We want to, you know, give our best efforts as we progress into February. And so that's something that we really strive to do. And so I just expect that we'll go out and have a tremendous effort. Now, you know, whether or not that results in lots of wins and losses, you know, that's beyond our control. I know that Hastings has a tremendous team. They beat us in the opening weekend of the year at the Cozad Invite, and I think their team is still relatively intact as far as injuries and those sorts of things go. So I think, you know, probably going in, most people would probably favor Hastings. I know Grand Island Northwest has a tremendous team as well. They're in state duels, you know, in Class B, so they've got a great team with good depth, and then I know that we have a tremendous team, you know, so I'm confident in our guys, but I also know that we're really going to have to, you know, find a way to win a lot of hard-fought, down-to-the-wire, tough sorts of matches, which is pretty typical in February.